Back in with our usual 7:30 feature, a word in edgewise with RW Estella. Good morning, RW.
Hey, good morning, Allison. For many of us, the vernal equinox of 72 hours ago is more than a customarily astronomical technicality. It's the scientifically sanctioned beginning of our favorite season and time of year, when the cycle of days is like the engine powering a process that will continue on through two more seasons and leave us with so much to reflect on through even a third season before beginning anew a year from now. Who can deny the speed with which this all occurs? Last week, the snowpack in our backyard was still at least 2 feet deep and reached into the garden and almost up to the south wall of the townhouse. This morning, the snow is half that depth and has receded considerably away from our dwelling. These are the earliest rewards of the length of each day increasing 2 to 3 minutes. More than half of each day now is light. As the sun was crossing the ecliptic back into the northern hemisphere this past weekend, my girlfriend and I continued adding to our wish list of vegetables, the ones we were going to start from our existing seed inventories, the ones we would buy as seedlings from the farmer's market, the ones we would try new varieties of from the catalog. We were interrupted by a telephone call from a friend of ours who wanted to take advantage of the fine weather yesterday morning to resolve a recent dilemma. Behind his house, our friend has a sizable stretch of wooded property where he, his friends, and neighbors frequently walk. During one of the latest gusty days, a mid-sized tamarack was blown partly down but didn't make it all the way to the ground, having been slightly hung up during its descent by another tree. He was worried that the tree might either sometime soon or sometime further in the future fall the rest of the way to the forest floor while someone was crossing underneath it, and he wondered whether I might come over and help him get it down. So I loaded my chainsaw and a little sled into the pickup and headed over to his place. Although born in Pennsylvania and raised as a young child in Maine, our friend would also spend several of his growing years in Colorado, where his father went to live after he and his mother divorced. Although, along the way, our friend was given the name Bronco. When I got to Bronco's place, we spent the first little while catching up on current events, swapping a few jokes and casually planning impromptu arboreal strategy. Then we crunched over mostly solid snow to the site of the half-fallen tree and dispatched it, afterwards cutting the trunk into 3-foot lengths that could easily be dragged out on the plastic sled. While we worked, Bronco and I will frequently entertain a variety of topics, some of them associated with his ongoing experiences as an owner of 2 residences, one inland and one on the coast, and 1 rental property. Something we'd been doing made us think of property erosion, and I mentioned that I'd always wondered whether owners of really large oceanfront properties ever fretted about how a certain amount of their real estate was being removed twice a day by outgoing tides. I also mentioned that I recently read a book, Mark Monmonier's Coastlines, How Mapmakers Frame the World and Chart Environmental Change, and began thinking about a whole other way oceanfront property owners might be beleaguered by Mother Nature's kleptomania, sea level rise. Since Bronco was planning on a trip soon to California, I thought I'd mention what some community activists in Santa Barbara, California have been up to. There, Monmonier tells us, a group known as the Light Blue Line Initiative, launched in 2006, has a goal to paint a 7-meter elevation contour across streets, parking lots, roofs, and interior floors to represent the height of sea level rise should a complete meltdown of the Greenland ice sheet occur. We looked at another tree in need of felling, a short one by some standards, only about 20-some feet tall, and then we thought about what that height represented. Good thing the cottage in Great Wass is 50 feet above sea level right now, he exclaimed. And then we hauled the last of the fallen tamarack back to the truck. From Orono, Maine, have a great spring.